presence. Congregational, I try to put the words up here, so you help me out. We're going to start with the chorus tonight.
Oh, my hope, it's in the Lord from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forever.
faith and hope in the Lord. He's so wonderful. Amen. It's good to be back in church, and sure enjoyed the service this morning, and looking forward to what the Lord has for us this evening. A couple prayer requests came in here. Please remember Dakota Evans. He's having some back problems. And please keep a friend of Sister Estera from Romania in your prayers. Their 21-year-old daughter, Anna Maria Mutian, left the house days ago and has not returned home. Please pray that she will be found safe and unharmed and return home to her family. Amen. As we go to prayer, remembering these prayer requests and the ones from this morning, Brother Jimmy, would you come up and just lead us in the word of prayer, invite the presence of the Lord here? I believe the presence of the Lord is here, but we want to make him welcome. Amen. God bless you.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we gather around you once again. Lord, we're bringing our petitions and all our requests to you, Lord. You're more than able to take care of them, Lord. Thinking of the one that's, Lord, they're so worried where she is. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would make sure there's no harm, no, Father, just to return home safely. Suffered it myself, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to just give them a healing touch, Lord. Just as we speak now, Lord, you just go to them. Father, be with the furtherance of this service, Lord. Be with Brother Nathan, Brother Hoover, Lord. Whatever he would have on his heart tonight, Lord, that, Lord, just we would receive it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. At this time, we have a special from Brother Buckles.
Good evening, everyone. Good to see you.
See ya, baby.
Once at a long by the highway, Biggie, his eyes. Shivered in the shadows, then Jesus came and made his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped. He takes the gloom and he fills the life with glory, and all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Soul men today have found Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their troubled heart had left them sad and lonely. When Jesus came and dwelt himself within, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and he fills the life with glory.
Amen. Sure appreciate that, Brother Buckles. Everything changes when Jesus comes to stay. Amen. God bless you. At this time, Brother David Andes had felt led to sing a special, and Sister Stephanie and I are going to try to help him out. So pray that this blesses you.
Without you. Amen. Is that how you feel this evening? Amen. Without him, where would we be? Amen. My sister texted me this afternoon, said she was driving there near the hospital where Dad's at off of Hosvelt Lane, and said there's a little church there on the corner of Hosvelt Lane, Grant Line Road, and said the church sign said, "Can you trust him even when he says wait?" I thought, well, praise the Lord. Amen. God moves on all ends of the line, doesn't he? Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. I've asked Brother Hoover if he'd take the service tonight, so we're going to ask him to come at this time. And as he comes, let's just sing this song together. I think we all know it by now. One night while home, life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night, it drove out the light, my heart sank with fear. Oh, in my desperate cry, rang out with fright, seemed like all I could see, looked like no hope in sight. With my faith all but gone, that's when I met the one who came looking for me. Aren't you glad that he did? He came looking for me. Thank you, Lord. He came looking for me. Oh, and he made a way when there was no way that I could see. Oh, when I drifted far, Jesus was near. He rescued my soul, calmed all my fears. I'm safe from all harm. Let's sing it this way tonight. Well, old Satan had already picked out my grave. His plans had moved forward to put me away. I had drifted so far. Would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? Well, I knew my destruction was just a matter of time. That's when Jesus stepped in, said, "Satan, this boy is mine. Now I'm safe from all harm, 'cause he walked through my storm. He came looking for me. Oh, he came looking for me.
Aren't you glad that he came looking for you?
Amen.
You see, I thought for years that I found him. But then one day I heard a prophet say, "No, you didn't find him. He come looking for you."
Amen.
Since the beginning, since the garden, God's been looking for man. I'm so glad that he came looking for me, because that tells me that I'm one of his.
Amen.
See, if it had been the other way around, I could have just stumbled into it, Brother Gary. I could have just happened on it. But that didn't happen. Jesus came looking for me. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And this is going to be a little bit different. Like every time I preach, it's not a little bit different, right? I'm not here to entertain tonight, although there may be some entertainment in this. But there's a point that I want to get across. And this is the way that the Holy Spirit moved upon me to do it. There's more to the story, which we'll get to later. But first of all, thank you for your prayers this morning. We had a wonderful service. Probably, if not the shortest, one of the shortest times I've ever preached in my life. They told me beforehand that I had 20 to 30 minutes, and I made it in 28 minutes. God still works miracles. But we appreciate your prayers. For those that don't know, there's a minister friend of mine that is associated with the pharmacy that I have my office in Salem, and he's had me come and preach at the Nazarene Church a couple of times. In fact, I think three now. And he recommended me to a group of Baptists that are a little bit further past Salem, and they wanted me to come and preach, and they're looking for a pastor and a pianist, and I told them I couldn't fill either one of those roles, and I also told them Sister Jeannie couldn't either, so, but they had us come and preach this morning, and while they're searching for a pastor, and so we went and preached, and in 28 minutes, I blended, I think, four different messages. I preached about human instrumentality. I preached about yielding. I preached about not getting puffed up in your capabilities or your abilities, and also not to sell yourself short, that God puts something in you that he wants to get out of you. And so therefore, I used Moses and I used Saul of Tarsus, and how 5 minutes in the presence of God, they changed from going, Lord, I can't talk, into going down and conquering a greatest dynasty on the face of the earth at that time. And they went from being a Pharisee of the Pharisees and could brag better than anyone could brag about their knowledge of Jehovah and the scripture into, I counted it all as dung for the gospel's sake. And so the Lord showed up. I think Satan tried to hinder, but the Lord wanted to give him a live demonstration of what I was preaching about. And at one point, I had to hold onto the pulpit to keep from falling in the floor from fainting. I was that weak, and Sister Jeannie was sitting about as far away from me as she is right now, and I could not see her. She was just a blur. And so I finally grabbed a chair and sat down, and I preached the last 20 minutes of the message from a chair, but God moved in people's hearts, and they testified that it did speak to them, so we know that it wasn't me, it was him. Amen. And we don't want it to be me tonight, we want it to be him. Right. Brother Steve, it's good to see you. God bless you, brother. Good to have Brother Steve with us tonight. So, I don't know exactly how to get this started because my scripture doesn't come up until a few minutes later. But let's just bow our heads and pray, and we'll follow the leading of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we stand here before the purchase of your blood, the bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are well aware of our incapabilities and our inadequacies in this flesh. But Lord, we're also aware that there's a divine Holy Spirit in this room now, and that he wants to take control, and he's just waiting for this vessel and these vessels that set before me to yield themselves to him. I might get confused. I might mess up. I might say things that I didn't intend to say or wasn't supposed to say, but Lord, between my mouth and your ears, or their ears and their heart, you can straighten it all out, and you can get glory and praise. We ask that you would just take over now. We surrender to you. We yield to you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for your glory, for your honor. Amen. So, this evening, we have a guest speaker. It's not me. Our guest speaker tonight is Reverend Mr. Rock. And you might say to yourself, Brother David, this one's weird. But you just bear with me, because there's a thought that the Lord laid upon my heart probably about 6 weeks ago, and I warred with it and worked with it and went up back and forth and back and forth. And I told the Holy Spirit numerous times that I couldn't bring this message in the way that he was laying it up on my heart. And so finally he got through to me in a very clear way. And I'm going to share that with you towards the end. But he made me completely aware that it wasn't my message to preach, Amen. That he wanted to speak to you. So you just bear with me tonight. So for the purpose of helping you understand, for those of you that are here, now those of you that are listening via the tape and the archives later on, it's going to be a little bit difficult for you to follow, but you can speak to someone that was here and they can try to explain it to you. But Brother David is going to speak from this side of the pulpit, and Reverend Mr. Rock is going to speak from this side of the pulpit. It has to be that way because otherwise you would not know at some points who's speaking to whom. Okay? I'm glad you all understand it because I'm still not sure about it. Okay. So, we're going to start this message tonight, and it's just going to be a conversation between me and Reverend Mr. Rock here. And hopefully, Reverend Mr. Rock will get his point across to you in the way that he got it across to me in my studying and my praying and things. So the first thing I would like to ask is probably what you're wanting to ask. So I'm going to ask for you. And my question is, what could you, a Rock, possibly have to say? I'd just like to say praise him. I'd like to say glory and honor and praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Most High, the Almighty. Hold it. Hold it just a second, Mr. Rock. What in the world are you doing? I'm simply doing what I was created to do. Created. Created to do what? You're nothing but a rock. Yes, I am. But I'm part of the divine creation. And I was created to give my Creator glory. Hallelujah. I'm not real sure about this, Mr. Rock. I just don't know about this. Well, would you like some scripture for it? Sure. I like some scripture. I like to hear scripture for this. Okay, well, turn in your Bible to Luke, the 19th chapter. And we'll start reading with the 37th verse. The scripture says, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." Amen. That scripture says if these... talking about the people were to hold their peace, then, well, based on the way you've been holding it in lately, I'm about to cry out. But sometimes I don't feel like praising him. I got another scripture for you. If you'll turn to Psalms 148. And we're going to ask Brother Zion to stand and read the entire chapter of Psalms 148. Loud. Go ahead. Psalms 148.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the height. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills.
That's me right there. I found my place in the scripture. Have you found your place in the scripture?
All right.
Keep reading, brother.
Fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping thing and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, and the praise of all the saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to him, praise ye the Lord.
Thank you, brother. Now let me ask you something, preacher. Did you hear anything in that scripture about feelings? Did you? No, but sometimes, don't you just feel cold? Or in the summer, don't you feel hot? So hot you just don't feel like moving? Humans. Always about your feelings. No, I don't feel cold or hot. I am cold or I am hot. You're the one all into these feelings. I'm just his creation. He is the Almighty. He created me. I exist because of him. If he says cry out, I cry out. If he says roll down the hill, I roll. I exist for his glory and praise. Well, I get all of that. But aren't you taking it a little far, a little bit too far with all this talking rock stuff? You believe the prophet of Malachi 4? Yes. Do you ever listen to any of his tapes? Well, absolutely. I'm not so sure about that. I've been wondering. You're making me wonder. Let me tell you something that he said one time. See if you've ever heard this. In a message in 1950, on August the 19th, show us the Father and it suffices. He said, not long ago there was an infidel passed through the lands making infidels out of supposedly to be Christians. He was so educated till the ministers was afraid to attack him. And then he went to Europe. On his road back he got broke down. He went out into the West to make him a rest. And one day, while he walked out from his camp, oh, he swelled himself out. He began to look. Down there come that whispering of the wind down through the pines, and he began to look up. He looked at those rocks hanging in the mountain. He said, "O rocks, who put you in the mountains? Have I been wrong about the chronology of this world?" All of a sudden, God began to speak. The Bible said if they hold their peace, the rocks will cry out. God in his universe speaking from his rock. Well, that infidel knelt down by the side of a tree, said, "Oh God, have mercy on my soul." There you are. Their pastors were afraid to attack him. God could let the rock speak out. Amen. God's in his universe speaking to his people. And then, almost 3 years later, he tells the story again. He says, here some time ago, there was an infidel went across the country, 20, 30 years ago, and he was tearing up churches, smart, intelligent man, and he was tearing up churches and saying there was no such a thing as God. He went to England. He was too smart for them there. And he took off to England, made converts there. His health broke down, and he come back, went out west to rest up, and one day he had made fun of the Bible when he talked about how the antediluvian destruction, how it cut the hills and so forth. He thought that was nonsense. So he took a little walk one day out along a path. And he got to looking here and the winds coming down across the mountains, and he looked up at them big rocks hanging there. He said, "Oh, Mr. Rock," he said, "really? Did you come the way I think you did, or did someone that I don't know put you there?" Brother, I'm telling you, if preachers will hold their peace, the rocks will immediately cry out. That infidel fell on his face there and gave his heart to Christ. Why? The clergyman held their peace, but nature cried out in the midst of it all. I don't know. I mean, I've seen some people get carried away. Humans, you're so shallow. Let me ask you a question. Do you love your wife? Absolutely. When's the last time you told her? I told her today. Do you like IU basketball? Well, of course. When was the last time you got excited over something IU did? Friday night. So when was the last time you dropped everything? Everything. And fell on your knees and told God how much you loved Him? It's been a while. Where were you when God found you? I was as lost could be, Mr. Rock. Did your wife ever die for you? No. Did IU ever do anything to find you when you were lost? No, sir. So you think more of your wife and IU than you think of your Creator? No. Well, when you put it that way, it doesn't look so good, does it? What is something great God has done for you lately? He opened my eyes to let me see how self-righteous I had become. My, tell me about it. Oh, no, I really don't want to talk about that. I don't want everybody to know about it. Go ahead, because it happened for a purpose, you know. But they will think I'm awful or I'm crazy. You've been talking with a rock for the last few moments. They probably are on to you by now. Okay. Here goes. You see, I had this thought of the rock preaching. But every time that I would try to put it on paper, it wouldn't go on paper because every time I tried to put it on paper, I was going to use this rock to get you all. It was about me telling you all what was missing in your life. And then a sister who's going to remain nameless sent me a testimony that she had seen on a website. And she said that the Holy Spirit laid it upon her heart to send it to me. And so I read it. Even though the website that it was on is not a website that I regularly go to and read anything on, because I don't agree with some of the things that the people on that website have done or said. And because I disagree with them, there's nothing on their website that could help me. So I just don't go there. But because the sister was sincere about it and she sent it to me in love, I decided I would read the testimony. And so I clicked on it and I read it. And before I got through with the testimony, which was about 15 minutes worth of reading, I was bawling like a baby. I was bawling like a baby because of God's amazing grace. Amen. And I wish everything was just sunshine and roses from that point forward, but immediately when I finished the testimony, and I'm sitting there in my chair in my office, and I'm crying like a baby, it hit me. It hit me that God had the audacity to save someone through using someone who I disagreed with. And I'm not bragging, I'm just confessing to you, that bothered me. It really did bother me. It got under my skin. Because my first thought was, how could God do that, Brother Barry? How could God save a soul by using someone that was wrong about a certain issue that I disagreed with him on? He never even asked my permission. He just up and saved this person. He didn't use Church of the Open Door. He didn't use my pastor. He didn't even let me be involved in it. And to top it all off, it was somebody that I disagreed with that he used to reach him. And then I really began to cry. Because then it really hit me that I'd been looking at this message completely wrong. It wasn't a message for me to preach to you. It was a message that God laid on my heart so that I would have the right attitude toward Him.
All right.
And when I get my attitude right towards Him, then I don't care how they get saved. I don't care how they get healed. I don't care what church they're in or they're not in. I don't care if they're in the middle of Walmart or I don't care if they're on the backside of the desert, as long as He gets the glory and the praise. Because I'm just going to say it, because you're probably already thinking it. Brother Hoover had a spirit on him, had an attitude on him. He was dumber than a rock. Now you laugh about that, but let me explain something to you. This rock has no emotions. This rock has no feeling. But this rock knows where it came from. Somebody wants to debate the creation? This rock can tell you about the creation. It was there. It was there when creation happened. It ought to know what it's talking about. You say, you don't know where that rock come from, Brother David? Yes, I do. It came from the same place you and I came from. It came from the spoken word out of the mouth of Almighty God. It really hit me that God doesn't need my permission. He doesn't need my approval. He doesn't need my okay to bring about His will. He uses human instrumentality. He used human instrumentality to wake this preacher up and get me to get down on my knees and pray and say, God, take that spirit off of me. I don't know where I picked it up walking through Laodicea. I don't know where I got it from. I didn't get it listening to this message. I didn't get it listening to this pastor preach. I don't know where it came from. It's probably just part of that nature that I need to keep under subjection to the Holy Spirit. But it came from somewhere and it got a hold of me. And I didn't even realize that it had a hold of me until God began to speak to me through this testimony. You say, He just needs somebody to yield. That's what He's doing tonight. The Holy Spirit is here. Whether you see Him visibly or not, I know that the Holy Spirit is here. And He's walking up and down these aisles right now. And He's looking for someone that will yield to Him, just like the sister yielded when she hit send to Brother David. She didn't know what spirit was on me. She didn't know anything about it. But she yielded and she hit send, just like the people behind the website sent the material to the center man. They didn't ask Him, are you in the message? They didn't ask Him, do you believe God sent a prophet? They didn't ask Him 13 questions to find out whether He was qualified to be saved or not. They just yielded. They didn't even consider whether Brother David agreed with them on certain issues or not. It probably didn't even enter their mind. The only place it was a problem was in my mind. He's looking for you to yield, just like the preacher did when he allowed God to completely change the tone of how he was going to bring this message to you tonight. Because instead of being judgmental, and instead of being self-righteous, and instead of being holier than thou, not Brother David, but the Lord Jesus is here in this room, and he wants you to yield. Right now, to him. You see, the rock taught me something else. Let me share it with you. Well, boo devil. Because right after I read that testimony and the Holy Spirit just baptized me afresh with his spirit instead of that Hoover spirit, I found this. In a message called The Unchangeable God and His Unchanging Ways, Brother Branham says, God is infinite. He is unchangeable. He cannot change, and he does it in unexpected ways. But hold on until it comes. Don't tell God what or how you want him to do it. He will do it the way he wants to do it, see? Don't tell him how to do it. And then again, and be not afraid, it is I. He says, and don't watch for miracles. Don't tell God the way you want it. You just accept it the way he gives it to you. You just take a hold of his promise and hold it. Now that's been my purpose. That's been what I've been trying to lay before this church here in Santa Maria, is to accept him just by believing his word in action. See, the presence and manifestation of Christ, and then accept not only healing, but every promise he give for the Holy Spirit, for anything, accept it upon the basis that his presence is here to vindicate his promise. God is not here tonight because David Hoover is preaching. I hope that you've got that through to your soul by now. He's not here because I'm here. He's here because his word declares he will be in our midst. He's not waiting for my approval before he moves on someone. Peter was preaching one day, and without even seeking Peter's permission, the Holy Ghost began to fall upon them as Peter preached the word. I preached the word to you tonight. It's probably a little bit odd. It's probably not the way you expected it. But here it is in its simplicity. If you will forget about who's sitting in front of you, behind you, to either side of you, if you will forget about what your mom or your dad or your son or your daughter or your friend is going to think over the next few moments, God is here to do abundantly above what we can think or ask. Amen. He doesn't need your permission, but he does need you to yield to him. Yes. And that's what I would like for you to do right now. If each of you would just take the hand of that person sitting next to you as we sing this song. Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord. singing. Own way, Heavenly Father, move through my brother. Lord, move through these saints, Lord dear Jesus, as they reach out and they take the hand of someone else. Lord, as we reach out to you, Lord dear Jesus, Lord, we're yielded to you. I ask that you would move through each and every one of these people today. Lord, may they just surrender fully to you. May they just let you have full way in their hearts and their lives. Lord, let them get rid of that fear about what someone's going to think or someone's going to say. Lord, let them just surrender to you. Heavenly Father, as I lay hands upon them, as I take their hands, Lord Jesus, it's not my hand, but Lord, it's your Holy Spirit moving through the building. Would you just have your way now? We're asking you to have your way. I'm asking you, Lord, dear Jesus, that we would let you have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch each and every one as they come in contact with me. Lord, may it not be a man that they come in contact with, but may it be the sweet Holy Spirit that they come in contact with. May they just reach out and touch the hem of the garment if they need healing tonight, Lord. May they understand, Lord, that healing is here in the building. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hands upon my sisters, Lord, dear Jesus, I just pray, Lord, that as she's connected to those on the pew with her, Lord, dear Jesus, that your Holy Spirit would flow from one end of the pew to the next. Lord, from the front of the building to the back of the building, would you just have your way now? Lord Jesus, we just surrender to you. We yield to you, Lord, dear Jesus. It's not what we think. It's not how we expect it. It's not, Lord, what our norm is, but, Lord, it's what you want to do in us. It's what you want to do through us. Take over, Lord Jesus. Just take over. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for my brother. Lord, dear Jesus, that he would fully surrender. And not only him, but everyone on this pew, Lord, that they would just yield to you, Lord, dear Jesus, as you move through the building, Lord, dear Jesus. Please, Lord, help them to understand it's not a man. It's not something of a man, but it's the sweet Holy Spirit, sister. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for my sister. I pray, Lord, that she would just be totally yielded to you. Lord, she would be fully surrendered. Whatever you want to do in her life, whatever you want to say through her, whoever you want to reach out and touch, Lord, use her, Lord, your Jesus, in your name. Hallelujah. Lamb of God, we come to you this evening, Lord. This young lady sitting here, Lord, your God, help her not to be afraid. Help her not, Lord, just to step out in faith and accept Jesus Christ and know that he knows all things and he can do all things well. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, our sister comes to you this evening. Lord, we just pray that you would move, Lord, in her family. Lord, that you would use her, Lord, your Jesus. Let her be a light, Lord, your Jesus, wherever she goes, at school. Lord, your God, through the store, Lord, your Jesus. In her own home, Lord, your God, may she be a light. May she, Lord, your God, show others, Lord, what it means to yield to you. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, my brother comes to you this evening. Lord, he surrendered. Oh, Lamb of God, would you just flow through him? Lord, may he be a conduit of the Holy Spirit. And everybody on this pew, Lord, your God, as we touch him, Lord, may you touch them. Heavenly Father, my brother comes to you this evening. Lord, may he surrender. Fully surrender, Lord. Not his thoughts, not his ways. Just have your way, Lamb. Lord, my brother comes to you tonight. Lord, he's sitting here. He's listened to your word. Lord, I know that you're real in his life. Heavenly Father, would you allow others to see that Jesus Christ is alive and well in my brother, and he's yielded to you. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Lord, our sister sitting here, oh God, she's sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that she would be used, Lord, to show others, Lord, what a yielded life looks like. May you touch everyone on this pew, Lord, or Jesus, as we join hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Musicians, you can come if you want. Let's just try not to do anything that would disturb the Holy Spirit. I know he's working in people's lives. I know he's speaking to someone. Not because of me. Sometimes in spite of me. But let him have his way. Brother Furman sang this song at the start, but I want to sing it again because it's something that the Lord laid upon my heart. Let's sing to him. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. Flow through me. Flow through me, Holy Spirit. this evening. Yield to Him.
Flow through me, Holy Spirit.
Because we understand what redemption means. We understand what it means to be purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. That rock doesn't understand that. It's never been lost. It's never been bound by sin. But Lord, as lost sons and daughters of God, we know what it meant one day to be in the pig pen of sin. We know what it felt like to have you reach down, pick us up out of that muck and that mire. Begin to wash us and cleanse us. Begin to do something in our life that we couldn't do for ourselves, Lord. We understand what that means, and that causes us, Lord. From the bottom of our heart, we want to worship you tonight. We want to praise you. We want you, Lord, to flow through us. Oh, God, not to make a stuffed shirt out of us. Oh, God, not to make us haughty or high-minded or to think too much of ourselves, but Lord, just to worship you. We've come into your house tonight, God. You've spoke to our heart, Lord Jesus. You've proved, Lord, that you can do it however you want to do it. You don't have to do it the accepted way, the normal way that we would call it. Lord, it wasn't very normal on the day of Pentecost, but it was you. Oh, Heavenly Father, it wasn't normal for people to go up to lepers, but you went up to lepers and cleansed them, Lord. Lord, who do you want to heal tonight? Who do you want to save? Who do you want to introduce yourself to? Who do you want to open up your heart, their heart to you, Lord? Have your way, Lord Jesus, and just flow through us. Just let Him have His way, brothers and sisters. If you've never surrendered to Him, just surrender right now. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to act like everybody else. Some of you might just sit there and cry. Some of you might shout. Some of you might come to the altar. Some of you may just sit there and weep. I don't know. But let Him have His way. Let Him move through you. That are sitting here in utter shock, trying to figure out what I just did, but it wasn't me. I want you to just bow your heads one more time before I turn the service over to Brother Nathan. I believe that some of you understand that it wasn't just Brother Hoover trying to be cute or trying to entertain you, but the Holy Spirit really did get a hold of you, just like He did me in the office there that day in Salem. And He shook you a little bit, and He made you realize you don't need that attitude. You don't need that spirit. You can get rid of it right now. I'm here to take it. The Holy Spirit's walking through the sanctuary. He's got a trash bag. He'll take them and dump them where they'll never be remembered against you anymore. Anything that you want to give to Him, just give it over to Him right now. Say, God, I don't want that attitude anymore. I don't want to be self-righteous. I don't want to be a Pharisee. I don't want to be an actor. I want a real experience. I want a renewed experience with You, Lord Jesus. Just let Him come by your pew and just dump it in that bag. He'll take it. It'll be gone. That's it. Yield to Him in the name of Jesus. Let Him have His way. Heavenly Father, You've seen the hands go up. You've seen the people kneel down. You've seen the heads bowed and the eyes closed and the tears running because they realize, Lord, something in Laodicea got a hold of me, and I don't want that. I want the real Holy Spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, hands up all over the building. Not responding to me, but they're responding to You, Lord Jesus. Because David Hoover can't help them. Nathan Bryant can't solve their problems, but Lord Jesus, the problem solver is here. The dissolver of doubts is here in the room. That's it. Reach out to Him. Let Him have His way. Let Him touch you. You say, what am I going to feel? Don't worry about your feelings. Just enter into that presence and let Jesus Christ have His way. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Father, we give them to You now. We present them to You, trophies of Your grace. Oh God, sheep, Lord, rescued from going the wrong way. Brought back, Lord, to the right pasture, to the right food. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us as we surrender to You. Have Your way, Lord Jesus. Have Your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. You love Him? I said, do you love Him? I'm not saying this in judgment or condemnation. I'm just saying it because it's what the Lord laid on my heart. I just outshouted all of you Friday night listening to a ball game. I was louder than everybody in the room put together just then. It's not on volume, but out of a sincere heart, I ask you, do you love Him? Let's just love Him for the next few moments as Brother Nathan comes. I know this is a complete change in the way that we have been doing things, but I just feel like that somebody ought to sing. Somebody ought to testify. You want to lead it or... After the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I started testifying to people I would have never testified to. Man came in my office the other day, sat down, began to talk. I said, when's the last time somebody told you about Jesus? He walked out of the office, tears streaming down his face. Called me back and he goes, you don't know what you did. I needed that right then, right there. Somebody ought to testify. How many here tonight has a testimony? Brother Nathan said it the other day, you can't have a testimony until you have a test first. We don't like the test, but once you've come through the test, then you can have a testimony. Go ahead, brother.
You can sit if you want. I can't sit and sing this. You help me. Oh, somebody ought to testify.
one rocks crying out in my place. Somebody ought to praise his name. We love you, Jesus. You're worthy. His name. Oh, for God I'll live. For God I'll die. Oh, somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to shout and sing. Somebody ought to shout and sing. Oh, for my God I'll live. For God I'll die. Oh, somebody ought to testify. Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. Oh, for my God I'll live. For God I'll die. Oh, somebody ought to testify. Let's praise him. Oh, somebody ought to praise his name. Oh, somebody.
I don't want any rocks cry out in my place.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I will praise the Lord. Yes, I will praise my Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise.
Sing it this way. I will serve.
Oh, I will serve the Lord. Oh, I will serve my Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, oh, I will serve the Lord.
Sing it that way one more time.
Oh, I will serve the Lord. Oh, I will serve the Lord. Oh, no matter what tomorrow, oh, what it has in store, oh, I will serve my Lord.
Let's praise him.
No matter what tomorrow.
Good to be in church. If I could sing it like Isaiah Brooks, I'd sing, "Ain't no rock gonna cry in my place." Amen. I can't sing it though, but I wish I could tonight. Amen. That's how I feel tonight. I don't want to give a rock or a tree or anything. If something like that's gonna praise the Lord instead of us, shame on us.
Amen.
Shame on us. Amen. Well, I believe you saw Scripture made manifest tonight. You might have thought it was crazy to see a man talking to a rock. But 1 Corinthians verse 18 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. He goes on to say in verse 21, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. I appreciate our brother this evening yielding to what the Holy Spirit laid on his heart. I'm glad he wasn't here this morning, or the devil might have beat him up and said, oh, you don't need to say that. Brother Nathan's already said some of that, but he didn't know what I said this morning. Amen. I thought it went just right along so perfectly with the service this morning. Amen. It takes God to do that. Amen. And my goodness, I think he only preached about 34 minutes. These Baptists have got him converted. So we can sing, thank you, Jesus. No. We might sing that later, but not for the same reason. I do believe Sister Jeannie is going to remind him very frequently of that dumber than a rock quote, though. But no, I certainly appreciated it tonight. And I believe that you did, too. If you didn't, then maybe you need to go back and listen to it again to catch what the brother's trying to tell us. Amen. I thank God that we can all grow. I thank God for brothers that can admit, you know, different brothers, and myself included, we're able to admit, hey, God is still working on me. Amen. If you feel like God isn't working on you, then come up here and we'll pray that stubborn spirit off of you. If you think that you've just arrived and you don't need help, then you probably need prayer for a stubborn spirit. But he's still working on me. Amen. He comes and he trims the rough edges off of us, sometimes not in a way that we expected. I'm sure when Brother Hoover started to read that testimony, he wasn't expecting God to do what he did there for him. But hey, we all need times like that. We all need times like that. Sometimes it comes in different ways, but I thank God for it, however way that he wants to send it. I don't know about you. I've still got some growing to do. I still want to get closer to him. Every day that I live, I want to get closer to him. Amen. Why don't we sing this together tonight before we go? Amen. And not because that Brother Hoover preached short, but just because we want to sing it and thank the Lord tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you brought me. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For you brought me. Yes, you brought me a mighty long way. Lord, you've been my bread, you've been my water, you've been my life, my everything, Lord, and you brought me, oh, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Lord, you've been my bread, you've been my water, you've been my life, my everything, Lord, you brought me, yes, you brought me a mighty long way. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you brought me. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Let's sing it this way tonight. You've been my father, been my mother, been my sister, my brother too. Lord, and you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Oh, you've been my father, you've been my mother, you've been my sister, my brother too. And you brought me, Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. Let's sing it to him tonight. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Why don't you turn around and shake somebody's hand, tell him he brought me from a mighty long way. Thanks.
for all you've done. My Lord, I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Oh, let the church say thanks. Oh, thanks, Lord.
Sing it again. Brother Layton, would you come dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Oh, we say thanks.
I thank you for what we heard this morning. Lord, how that we learned that patience is perfection. Lord, then tonight, how that we learned that we could all be dumber than a box of rocks if it wasn't for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you chose us. Then you called us out from all the other rocks in the world and set us into your word, Lord. Gave us the revelation, not just to believe it, but a revelation, Lord, that we would apply it to our lives. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you for both of these sermons and for your sweet presence that's been here tonight and for your blessings. Now, Father, I ask you to remember, and I know you will, but we hold up before you again all the requests that have went forward this morning, this evening, the spoken ones, all of those that were on the behind the hands that were raised on the hearts of your people. Now, Lord, go with us. Bring us back at the appointed time. Keep each and every one of us in your perfect will. We do sincerely love you and thank you for everything you've done for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. God bless you this evening. Keep me in prayer. I probably won't get to greet most of you after service. I'm going to try to leave pretty quickly and get Rebecca and the kids home and go spend the night with Dad tonight in the hospital again. Lord willing, they'll be releasing him tomorrow. Just continue to keep him in prayer. Brother Steve, certainly good to have you with us tonight. And I think of your dad often and certainly miss him and his sense of humor. But I'm looking forward to seeing him again someday soon. Amen. So let's just greet one another as you go. In the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, let's just sing it as we go. You can be dismissed. Amen. We're thankful tonight for all he does.
Oh, we say thank you, Jesus, Lord, for all the grace you have given us. Though I can't pay from my heart, I would like to say that I thank you.